Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, it's time to climb the mizzen and let down the yardarm, or maybe just fire up the giant tanker engine for this question.
Hi, Naked Scientists. I'm Jan from Norwich, and I'm the captain of a large oil tanker. I have a question about pigeons. We often get flocks of wild and racing pigeons land on our decks, and they can stay for weeks until the crew have fattened them up for the pot, that is. My question is this. Does the steel in the structure of the ship, which is about 50,000 tons, affect the pigeon's navigation system? I have heard that they rely in part on the Earth's magnetic field.
So could a large metal ship push a bird's internal compass off centre?
I'm Michael Brook and I work in the zoology department at Cambridge, and amongst other roles I'm curator of birds in the museum. I think that's fairly unlikely, even if it was migrating, crossing the sea in conditions where it was using the magnetic compass. The distance over which a ship would cause distortion of that compass would really be pretty tiny. My guess, and it is a guess, would be over maybe a maximum of 100 metres, and therefore, on that basis, the bird wouldn't have been pulled off course by the tanker, much more a case of the bird feeling knackered and seeing a ship and landing on the ship. So I guess once aboard a ship, a pigeon might be more or less inclined to leave depending on various factors. So some of the factors could be, you know, the extent to which it had exhausted its fat, its fuel reserves. Obviously, also another factor would be whether the crew were feeding it. And obviously, if it was a time of year when the species was naturally migrating, that would put it in a mindset to press on regardless. Domestic pigeons that we see around Britain derive from a wild species, the rock dove, but it's now very difficult to establish what is the natural distribution of the rock doves, because rock doves have interbred with the domestic pigeons, and those domestic pigeons have been shifted around the world by people. So now you can encounter them in most continents, and the more distant continents like Australia and New Zealand, we can be sure they've been introduced to by man. But for example, Southeast Asia, there may be a degree of uncertainty.
It seems a pigeon will quite happily sit about on a boat as long as there's some food to be had, but it's unlikely that even a ship as big as Jan's will confuse its navigation system. And we've another outdoor activity for you to ponder next week.
I'm David from North Wales. I'm interested to know whether leaving washing out on a line during freezing weather, even though it might be sunny, is a good idea.
How cold does it have to be before your towels turn into planks or the water stops evaporating from them? Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or write your answers on our forum and we might just read it out. And the address is thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.